This is the Featured Business of the Week. I'm Skip Elliott, and our co-host with me, Alan Stein.
Good morning, Skip.
Have you done your research?
I have done my prep.
This is a cool one we're doing.
Yeah, it is.
Several years ago on a Saturday evening, mid-afternoon, I was driving in downtown Lexington. Saw a fire in the sky. It was the Bluegrass Stockyards. That thing's been there forever, right?
Yes, forever.
Literally forever. I think they were doing it B.C.
Right, possibly. It certainly has been a history, a part of Lexington's history for a very long time, yes.
It burned down to the ground.
Well,
now,
and the flames were very high. I was on the beach in Cancun, and I saw the flames. Literally, there were a number of Lexingtonians down there at the time. And somebody had an iPad and said, oh, my God, look at this. And so I was in Cancun watching the fire myself.
But out of that, the phoenix arose, and we now have a beautiful new Bluegrass Stockyards. And we have Laurelee Estill, the event coordinator. Hi, Laurelee. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. This is wonderful. Where is the new place located?
So we're on Ironworks Pike. We're next door neighbors with the Kentucky Horse Park. So if you know where that is, you can find us easily.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's start with a little history. We talked about the fire, but talk to us about what the Bluegrass Stockyards has been in our local economy and how valuable it has been. How has it grown to be what it is today?
So Bluegrass Stockyards is a business opened in 1946, and since then we've been a venue for all of the farmers in the Bluegrass region to sell their livestock. So right at our current location, we are only outfitted to sell cattle, but people have been selling their hogs, their sheep, their goats through Bluegrass Stockyards as well for decades and decades, and certainly multiple generations of families have been our customers for years. We are the biggest beef state east of the Mississippi River, so everyone from Kentucky should be very proud of that. Bluegrass Stockyards owns 7 auction barns in the state of Kentucky, so we are the biggest marketer of cattle in the eastern part of the United States.
I did not know that until a couple of years ago, and that is amazing.
It really is amazing, and we're very proud of it. We of course, serve the Kentucky farmers proudly, but we have customers who drive in from Indiana, West Virginia, Tennessee to get the higher prices that Kentucky markets can bring.
Now, you just can't just go out there and buy beef, or you can go out there and buy beef, but you can buy it by the burger, from what I understand.
Absolutely. So, DeRay Markham, who owns DeRay and Friends Catering, she's been catering in Lexington for years. She opened her first restaurant with us in our new location, Hayden Stockyard Eatery. And their burgers are seriously the best in town. And I'm not just saying
that's
that they're delicious.
It's right there. You know?
They're delicious. And they do source their beef from the butcher shop that we have in our location, too, Brooks Meats, a local Kentucky company. And they're headquartered out of Northern Kentucky, which from our location is just about a 45-minute drive. But yes, it's fresh beef, fresh Kentucky beef that you can get at Hayden's.
Well, before we get into the modern day, can you talk to us about the economic impact that the Stockyards has here in central Kentucky?
Yes. So we have about $200 million of sales, the cattle sales in Kentucky, selling 125,000 to 150,000 cattle each year. And that's across all of our markets. So we have 7 barns, but we also have online cattle sales as well. So it's a huge economic impact. But what we're trying to do is expand that and bring those opportunities to other agriculture businesses. So inside our facility, we have 16 total agriculture-related businesses. They range from retail to agri-media businesses, the people who build websites for all kinds of farm-related businesses. So it really is us recognizing how we have been blessed and honored by the farmers of Kentucky, and now we can give a leg up to those other agriculture businesses as well and sharing space with them.
I was chairman of the board of Commerce Lexington, our Chamber of Commerce, when unfortunately the fire did take the facility down. And it wasn't a given that the Bluegrass Stockyards would relocate and stay here in Fayette County. So that was a big deal for the city and for this part of the state to have the ownership group recognize how valuable they were to Lexington, and they made the commitment to stay here.
And we're so grateful to that. We worked really tightly with Jim Gray and all of his people. Right. And if it wasn't for them, we would not have relocated back here in Fayette County.
Well, everyone worked really hard to make that happen. And what you have done beyond that, now with all these other 16 other agricultural related businesses mm-hmm. and more to come, it's truly an economic driver, one of the biggest ones for us here in Central Kentucky. So let's get back to some of the new stuff. First of all, tell us about the facility itself. It's a state-of-the-art technology.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of Kentucky Proud products throughout the building, and we're really, really proud of that fact. So we have big-ass fans that help cool the barn for the cattle in the summer. We have Tartar Farm and Ranch welding, providing all the gates through the facility. But on the other side, we have plenty of Kentucky Proud products for people to take home in their shopping bags, so jams and jellies and beer cheese and everything wonderful like that. Of course, the beef as well. So the building the barn itself is totally state-of-the-art, and we've reduced our environmental impact with this new building.
What does that mean exactly?
So what that means is that we do a lot of work with water and waste reduction. So all of the water that hits the facility is captured, and one of the kind of more neat features that we have is the rainwater that hits the roof becomes the drinking water for the cattle.
Right.
We don't have any drains in the facility, so we have a special layered flooring system, so there's no runoff into the local water systems.
Everything is self-contained, right?
Correct. And
that includes, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think one of the more fascinating things, you know, if you're living next to a stockyard, you may have some concerns about air pollution and smells and that sort of things. Mm-hmm. But the Stockyards has done a phenomenal technological approach to that.
Yes, I think that anyone who lives near a large animal facility, there is always that worry. And it's funny that we have to talk about smells, but people come into our facility every week and say, I would never know this was a stockyard if I didn't go into the sales ring, the restaurant and
That's
all the retail.
Exactly right.
We have a very clean and very modern facility.
Yeah, the older facility, you could actually tell.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a downtown guy.
Yeah.
I can tell you that we had presence there.
Right.
We have five retail spaces there.
We do. So we have a couple gift shops. Bluegrass Mercantile is a really unique Kentucky-themed store, but you also can take home Kentucky liquors and spirits, so wine from the store as well. And they offer a really great opportunity for people to not only build a Kentucky basket to take home for their family, but you can include the fun things that come from Kentucky too, like bourbon and moonshine and things like that.
Was it kind of an idea of
moonshine?
Yes, sir.
Did we say the magic word?
Yes. Moon pie moonshine.
Was it kind of an idea to start it? No, I don't want to say start it as a tourist place, but start getting people to come to the Stockyards, because there was no entertaining value at the old one.
Right.
Well, let me correct you just slightly. This will tell you how old I am. But when I was at the University of Kentucky, we held the biggest parties and fundraisers on campus every year. Usually in conjunction with something, the Little Kentucky Derby or the Land of Kai Derby, something along those lines. And hundreds, maybe thousands of students would come to the Stockyards with big bands, Classics 4, et cetera.
Wow.
They were wild. So there was entertainment value there.
There certainly was. And even before your time, Loretta Lynn was playing at the old Clay Walk Stockyards in downtown Lexington
as well.
Yeah,
unfortunately, that's not before my time. There ain't much in Lexington before my time.
Speaking of entertainment, we do, in addition to the retail and the restaurant in the building, the butcher shop, we throw our own special events. That's part of my job at the Stockyards as the event coordinator. And we have a barbecue festival that we're doing on June 15th. This is the second year we've done it. So we invite all kinds of cook-off teams to come in and cook brisket. This year, we're adding steak and also a miscellaneous one-bite category as well. But we also have fun activities for kids. So we'll have bounce houses and petting zoos so they can get up close and personal with some of the animals. And it's a really, really fun day for us to celebrate beef, but also bring people in to just have a really fun day with us too.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Is it an all-day affair on both days?
It'll start at 4. Actually, if you really want the full experience, you can come at 3, and we'll have a cattle auction. We do it in, we do most of our events in
3 p.m.
3 p.m., okay. Yes. So we do most of our events in conjunction with cattle sales because we not only want it to be a fun event for the public, but we also want our cattle customers to be able to have a little fun with us as well.
Are all of the vendors who will be there, are they local?
Yes, we're very, very specific about that. We want people who are making and creating and selling Kentucky products to have vendor space at all of our events.
That's fantastic. And you've got other things going on too, movies?
Yes.
See that in our notes here?
so we do a free movie Friday in the summer. So June 14th is the next one that we're doing. And we did it last year too. But the date, it coincides with the Lexington Rodeo, the rodeo club's rodeo they do every year. So right. We show the movie Ferdinand, a movie about a bull.
I was going to say, yes. are these beef-related movies?
Absolutely, yes. The rodeo.
What about Bull Durham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I actually have not thought about that. Maybe we can add that one in July.
Yeah.
Yes. So the rodeo team is really gracious, and they'll come and bring out a bull that looks like Ferdinand, or actually, kids, it is Ferdinand. Sorry. And so the kids can see the bulls. They're really impressive. The rodeo bulls are, and then they watch the movie.
Other movies. Do you have a list yet? Else you're going to have?
You got one more now.
We'll do it all through the summer. So June, July, and August. And
it's every Friday?
No, it's not every Friday. It's I think it's the second or – it's the 14th, June 14th.
So the second Friday of every month?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we will be showing Charlotte's Web as well. So that's a really fun movie for kids who do 4-H and things like that. Yes.
Okay. So I also see here that we have cars and coffee.
Yes. Every.
I'm an antique car owner.
That's great.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. Good. So we host a cars and coffee every first Saturday of the month. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes to noon. And it's just a great opportunity for people to come and utilize our parking lot. We have a very large parking lot to accommodate all our cattle trucks and everything. So when we're not using that space to truck in cattle, all kinds of car organizations use it. So Cars and Coffee is just one of them, but we've also done autocross events and motor testing and everything for Toyota. It's very, very cool. Very cool.
One of the cool things we're seeing around the area nowadays are farm-to-table dinners, and you're doing that out there as well.
Yes. We have a couple more. We do 4 a year, and we just had our beef month themed one, and so it was a very beef-heavy menu, but also it gives us an opportunity to feature local vegetables as well that are growing in Kentucky, and also some local spirits, so bourbon cocktails and everything too. It's a blast. The next one will be in July, and then the following one will be in September.
Great.
It's the featured business of the week there, the Bluegrass Stockyards. We're speaking with Laura Lee Estill, the event coordinator. Now, I'm dreaming of field trips and kids and just do you field trips?
Yes,
like
there's
that?
So much opportunity for any group who wants to be educated about where their food comes from in Kentucky, and then also agriculture history as well. So we have had groups from preschool up to senior citizen groups who come just to learn about Kentucky beef and where their food comes from. So all summer long, we have summer camps who are coming for tours. It's a great day. You could make an entire day out of Bluegrass Stockyards where you come, have a tour of the facility.
Summer camps that are already existing, and they do field trips too?
Yes. So we don't throw our own summer camps, but yes, they'll come as a day trip, and they'll start the day with a tour, have a class with our certified ag teacher on location, Nikki Ellis, and then also see some, if they come on a Monday or Tuesday, they can see our cattle sales. And then the best part, of course, is they can eat in the restaurant while they're there as well. So they have the burgers or whatever they like.
How many folks have availed themselves of that? How many have you touched?
The classroom alone has seen 80,000 visitors since
80,000
yes,
already.
Absolutely, since we opened, which was September 2 years ago.
Right. Wow.
We have it's been an amazing reach. From what I understand, we are the only classroom like this where there's a classroom directly connected to an industry, especially a livestock industry.
You have a relationship with Locust Trace?
Yes, we do. The students come to volunteer at many of our events. I love Locust Trace. It's one of my favorite places in Lexington.
Yeah, me too. So tell me what Beef 101 is.
So this is a class that is taught by our certified ag teacher, Nikki Ellis, and depending on your interests. So actually one day last week we had group from Marion County. They brought their culinary class and they also brought their FFA class. So Nikki can tailor whatever your interests are, whether it's more culinary focused or if it's more beef production focused, so farm related. I learn something new every time I sit on one of Nikki's classes. I live here in Lexington and I've been off my family farm for over 10 years now. So for me, it's very cool to go back and learn about the things that my dad was doing on the farm.
Right.
There's a big the Bluegrass region has had a lot of history in agriculture. Could you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yes. So the Lexington, those very early pioneers to Kentucky, they found out that this was a great place.
Limestone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The soil is nutrient rich because of the limestone, the calcium in the store. So not only is it a great place to raise crops, but it's a great place to raise grazing animals. So we're a great beef state for the same reason that we are a great horse state. It has everything to do with the rolling hills of green grass those animals can eat and thrive from. And I think that that is exactly why we are also the biggest beef state east of the Mississippi River, because we have these wonderful natural resources here.
Well, I think it's a fabulous facility out there. I've been
there a number
of times, and everything about it, including the restaurant, which is just first class, top shelf.
It's delicious.
So tell the folks who are listening, how do we contact you and find out more about this? Is there a website?
Yes, there is a website. It is bgregionalmarketplace.com. And then, of course, my name is Laura Lee Estill. I'm the event coordinator at Bluegrass Stockyard. So any event or visit that you want to organize, you'll contact me. 859-255-7701 is our phone number.
Say it again, slowly.
859-255-7701. And then also, we post on Facebook, Bluegrass Regional Marketplace, all the time about upcoming events and sales and everything.
One last question. Is there an admission charge for anything out there?
No, and we do not charge for tours either. We really want people to have access to all kinds of information that we have. So if you come, the only money you'll spend is if you choose to eat in the restaurant.
Which you should do,
yes,
by the way.
Or take home a souvenir.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm coming up for a hamburger.
Great.
Well, this has been great. Anything before we go that you want to reemphasize to our listeners?
I just want to say that we're so grateful to still have a home here in Central Kentucky. And because our property sits on the border of Scott County and Fayette County, we really feel at home in both communities. In fact, we're very active in both commerces in each town. So I just have to say thank you from all the support that we've gotten from our customers here locally.
Well, as a leader in business in Central Kentucky and Lexington in particular, I can say the same thing. Thank you, and thank you to your ownership group for making this huge investment back in our community. It's one of the jewels of Lexington, and it's getting better and better all the time because of the events and the coordinated efforts that you're making. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for saying so.
Thanks for being with us.
This has been the Featured Business of the Week with Bluegrass Stockyards, our Featured Business of the Week. We've been speaking with Laura Lee Estill, event coordinator. Join us next time for the Featured Business of the Week on LM Communications.